There are 500,000 new businesses started every year, but the majority of them die within the first few years. Now, it's not going to be a surprise to anyone that it's not a dead cert that your business is going to fly, but it does mean you need to plan to make sure you're in the minority that make it. So my tips are, first, think ahead. Thinking is cheap, giving it a try is expensive, and failing outright hurts. The good news is if you're listening to this and you're using the essential business resources, then you're already better than most and you're partway there. But it's not enough just to have a look. You need to think things through in terms of your own business and your own numbers and see whether your idea is going to pay. And that's one of the reasons I like the essential business nudges. The very first one challenges you to ask yourself whether you're going to be earning enough. And for me, you haven't thought things through until you can see a profit graph and a cash flow graph in front of you. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be painful. Choose a tool that will mean you don't have to go through reams and reams of numbers. You don't have to look at tables. It just presents things visually for you so that you can shortcut to making better decisions. It's really easy to think that your idea is going to pay. Everyone's confident that their idea is great. But until you blend the numbers together in your own specific circumstances and think about how many you're going to sell, how much each one is going to be sold for, and think about what your costs are, it's impossible to know whether your idea is an opportunity, a bit of a hobby, or just a whole pile of stress. The second thing I say is, stuff happens. Once you've built your forecast and it looks like it's going to work, you're in a great place. And now, though, it's time to acknowledge that the world isn't quite as predictable as it might be, and things can change. So make a copy of your forecast and start to make some tweaks. This is what banks and funders call stress testing. Drop your sales forecast a little bit, especially in the first 3 to 6 months. Factor in some contingency or unforeseen costs. Have a think about what might change in your industry and what impact that would have on you and the way that you sell, and see whether your business still stands up. If with these changes, the business isn't going to fly, great. You know that in advance now, so you can change your plans, you can do things differently, you can put contingencies in place so that you can cope with or avoid that scenario. The third tip is get smart. Make better informed decisions. So you've factored in what happens if the environment changes, what happens if things go wrong. Now think about what could you do a bit differently in the business to drive your sales, to drive your profitability. For example, what if you had a stand at an exhibition? Factor in the cost of it and the impact on the sales and see whether it pays back. See whether your profitability goes up and see whether your cash flow can handle it. What if you got a loan to pay for some new equipment or software that make you more productive? Could you introduce another product line? And if so, when could you do it? Would you need to take on more staff? Model these ideas and compare them with your baseline business forecast and decide whether or not these are good things to do. This is the kind of information that changes you from being an employee in a business to the business owner. Taking smart, well-informed decisions to build your business will make all the difference. Lastly, you're special, and so are other people. This is a lesson that it took too long for me to learn. You're starting this business because you're absolutely great at something. You're passionate about it, you enjoy it. In fact, it's probably loads of things, but you won't be great at everything. So you've got a choice. Do you risk your time and money and your business having a crack at those things that you're no good at? Or do you find someone who is great at it and pay them to do it? Now, it doesn't have to be expensive. I've built my entire business on an associate model, using freelancers to do all the things that I'm just not great at. Things like marketing, things like software development. So find yourself a freelancer, someone who's got your same attention to quality, but that's got skills that you need. You can ask other business owners for recommendations, for example, to reduce the cost of getting a duffer. The beauty of freelancers is you just pay for what you need, so there are no long-term commitments or fixed costs like staff, and you can ramp up and ramp down whenever you want to. And this is one of the reasons I think being part of a local startup community, whether it's enterprise agency, university, or whatever, is so powerful. You can check out the people around you and choose only the best. And again, run the numbers, factor in the cost, and feed through the impact and the implications for your business, for your sales, and then make an informed decision. That's what forecasting is all about. It's all about making better informed decisions up front, in advance, to give your business the best possible chance of success and giving you the best possible chance of owning a really successful business.